It's Candy O 742. Stand by, Mariah Carey next.
I would rather be in the field of animation. You know, feel like I could be myself, yet someone different at the same time.
Bringing a world perspective to today's news.
Why voiceover? It's powerful, it's creative, it's cool.
Oh yes, voiceover is cool, but it's not as cool as talking shop with Dan Lothian and Law Lapidus.
What's that? It should be Law Lapidus first, then Dan Lothian?
Eh, they'll fix it in post. This is Mike, Camera, Action.
Here we go. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, welcome.
Did you work out? Are you taking care of yourself? Well, did you drink water?
You know what, Dan? You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say you look great today.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, it's that skin softener stuff that you put on. You know, a little nip and tuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here,
but you're, let's cut to the chase.
Plug.
You're a runner, though, aren't you?
I'm a, you know, that's weird. You call me a runner. Our dog is a runner. Like when we got our dog, they said, it's a runner. Keep her on the leash. So
really?
Now I'm thinking of I'm a guy on a leash. What's that? I'm a runner?
Was always the term we used for people who ran distance,
I am
right?
I am a runner. But the dogs that flee when you take off their leash, you know, or
whatever, they say,
watch them. They're runners.
Oh,
you know, you'll find
Roxy
them in another state.
Roxy is a runner.
Roxy, by the way, is the name of my new pet. Well, not mine, but our family pet. But we digress because you were referring to me actually exercising, getting out there and running. And
you look great.
Thank you.
So
I try to work out five days a week. Mm-hmm. I try to run at least 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then there's just, you know, through the course of my life, I like to take stairs instead of elevators. I park across the parking lot so I can walk.
You're one of these annoying people
that
shows us all off as being like in perfect shape.
No, I'm not. I'm not like that. I just take pictures and, you know, show it all off. Yeah, that's all.
But the point is, here's the point that I'm making here. You have time to do it. How do you make time to this career?
You have to make the time. You really do. And I think it's important because the idea is that, first of all, this industry is very stressful. And it's not to say that other industries are not. Every industry has its own stress points. But this is one where there's just a combination of things, because especially if you're out there in front of the public as an actor or on camera in some fashion or in some high profile behind the scenes role of a big production, the public knows if you mess up. And there's a lot of public pressure, and there are also a lot of other people waiting to take your place. And so you're constantly dealing with all of these layers of pressure. And for me, the way that I've been able to cope with it over the years is to make sure that I'm physically fit, because when I show up for game time, I feel like I can conquer anything. And I found that it is in those moments where I haven't been prepared physically, not mentally and so forth, when I haven't been prepared physically, that's when I have a much more difficult time completing my task. In fact, I was always known as the guy, whenever we traveled around the world with the president, the minute that we would land in some country in the middle of the night, I would jump off that bus after we got to the hotel and head straight to the gym. It was a joke. It's like, hey, we're going to go out and get drinks or go to bed or whatever. It's like, oh, Lothian's going to go work out. You know? And I did. I mean, even if we were up for hours on end, and even there was one time I just did 5 minutes because I wanted to stay in the routine. But that's what I did in order to keep up with the stress of the business.
Yeah, but I know why you really did it.
Why?
I've got the inside scoop on Dan Lothian.
Well, because I work for the treadmill company and I was doing an international
test. No, because you were flying on Air Force One and eating all their M&Ms. That's why you were at that gym the moment you landed.
You know, the thing is that you do get M&Ms, these boxes of M&Ms from Air Force One signed by the president. That's the good news. The bad news is you're not going to eat those because they're the kinds of things that you hand out to people. So I've never actually eaten any of those M&Ms.
Yeah, but unless you're Brendan, because if he were on that flight, he would never get off that flight.
You would just keep eating presidential
M&Ms. He'd just eat the M&Ms.
I still have 5 boxes of those M&Ms.
Is there any difference between presidential M&Ms and regular M&Ms?
It's like saying, you know, is there any difference between an autograph from somebody and just writing their name? It's just somebody, it's their M&Ms with an autograph on a box.
That makes it
actually flew on Air Force One. So even napkins on Air Force One are a big deal.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, we digress.
I love that, but we digress. But anyway, you're in fantastic shape. And how does this connect to our listeners who are coming into the industry or in the industry right now and thinking, you know, how do I take care of myself? How do I feel good every day? How do I stay balanced in an industry that's going to knock you for a loop and going to knock you off your balance all the time and stress you out?
Well, first of all, I think you have to get good rest. And for some people, that might only be 4 hours a night. And for others, it's 8 hours. I'm good at like six. Mm-hmm. 6 hours, ideal for me. I'm ready to go in the morning. So go into an audition or a job interview or just showing up every day for whatever your role is in the media world. Go in with plenty of rest. And then work out. It doesn't have to be, going to a gym is a wonderful thing. And I've been, I'm fortunate enough to have a few pieces of equipment in my basement. And so I get up in the morning, it's routine. I like routine because then if you break out of that routine, you feel a little odd, right? So I get up at a certain time, I go downstairs, I work out, I come up, take a shower, have breakfast. Mm-hmm. And it feels normal. And I think that when you have rest and you can work out in some fashion, whether it's doing sit-ups in the morning, just get a couple of dumbbells and do some curls, maybe it's walking around the block, whatever it is, if you're remaining active, I think you'll feel a lot better and it'll help you deal with some of the things that are going to come your way in the industry.
Right. And sometimes it's, if you don't go to a gym or you don't have workout equipment at your house, working out happens in many ways, shapes, and forms. If you have that dog at home that you need to take out for a walk, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be,
it's not even my dog. And
I know you don't want to take that dog out for a walk, but don't forget you're both runners.
Yes.
Right.
Well, so, the dog can't, that's right. Well, so this dog is a runner, so it'll run away from me, but it's not a running dog. So it's a little tiny, it's a Pomeranian. Those are those things that you take to dog shows. They got lots of hair and they look cute. But in the summertime, you run two blocks and it's like, it's about ready to, you got to run with a water bowl or
but
something.
But the point is you're doing something active. You're doing something every day, right?
Right. And that makes you fit. I think it makes you, I've always found that the people who really succeed, whether it's in media or even in the business world. You look at some of these people who are at the highest level, CEOs, they're out there, they're riding their bikes. They are burning off energy by running and doing these marathons or whatever it might be. You're pushing yourself. And I don't know. I mean, it's not for everybody to do the extreme stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you find what you can do, you know your limits, fit into that, and be consistent with it, and I think it can certainly help you succeed.
Yeah, you could be a mall
confidence.
Walker.
Yeah.
Go be a mall walker. You could walk around the mall. You can shop.
Not
you
to
can
pick
get
up
your
people
exercise.
In the mall, but to exercise.
No, and not to walk to the Dairy Queen, even though we love walking to the Dairy
Queen.
Exactly. Right? But get out and do something physical. Also, as a coach, I can't let this program slip by without talking about the power of water.
Wow.
So many people we work with are completely dehydrated, and we know that right away because when they get into our vocal booth and they get on a microphone, they're dry, they're smacking. Look at him.
Like
he is chugging it down right now.
No, I'm choking. I was trying to see if I could get the sound effect of the water going in.
I appreciate that. I like backup sound effects. That's awesome, Dan. Awesome.
There we go.
But
that's
you've got to drink water, and you should really never feel thirsty. If you're thirsty, you're already way dehydrated.
Right.
So you should be drinking all day long. And I'm going to say drink room temperature water.
Oh, really?
Instead
Wait
of cold water. It's the same reason why runners don't want that cold water.
Yeah.
You're going to cramp up.
Yeah.
The vocal mechanism is going to tighten. You may have little mini spasms, which are not dangerous, but they're annoying when you're speaking. And you and I make a living talking all day. That's what we do for a living. So you want that room temperature and you want it to be clean. So whether it's filtered or spring or whatever your favorite water is, it needs to be clean water.
Right.
And it needs, here's the most important point about water. Listen very carefully. It needs to be wet.
How does that work? Dry water.
But use it in your air. Get humidifiers. Get facial steamers. Do everything you can, especially if you live in a dry climate or a cold climate. Do everything you can to stay hydrated consistently.
Right. Wow. All good advice. But the point you brought up before we started the show was also an important one, is taking care of yourself, not just from the standpoint of being physically fit or hydrating, but just pampering yourself. And this can be expensive, so I'm not saying that everybody needs to go out and get the full body massage or whatever, but sometimes you can get a coupon here or there and you can get a really good deal, and it's something that you might want to consider doing, you know, every a couple times a year or however much you can afford. I have found that there is a certain level of confidence that you feel when, you know, if you're a woman, your nails are done just right, your hair is done just right. When I come from the barbershop, when I used to, I cut my own hair by now because, well, there's not a lot of hair and it's pretty easy and I save some money. But
that's what I've been doing for like the last 5 years.
Well, there you go. And so, but you just find that you feel a lot more confident. And it kind of helps you
feel good,
go through. Yeah,
don't
you feel
you?
Good when you do things like get your nails done or get a, you know, get your hair done
or get a great meal. And what I mean by a great meal, really good quality food. Have a really great meal. If you don't cook, you know, go out and have a great meal, and then you'll start asking yourself, "What have I been eating this whole time up to now?" But really, and just monitor how you feel when you treat yourself really well.
That's so true.
Just monitor that, and also, you know, surround yourself with positive vibes.
Right.
You know, maybe if you're going to go to a movie, if you're going to watch TV, if you're going to hang out with your friends, all great things to do. But don't pummel yourself with negativity. Don't pummel yourself with heaviness, with anger, with cynicism, with don't do it because it's going to rub off on you and you're going to internalize that and then you're going to bring it to your work.
Wow, that is so true. And I find that when you are around other people who are like-minded, it makes it much easier for you to fall into that routine and to, you know, to stay in that routine because it's the positive influences that, that keep you on the right road. And you know, the point about the food that you eat, in certainly on the broadcast journalism side, on the national level, when I look at political reporters who are on the road a lot, I did it myself. I would be gone on the road for about a year, coming home every couple of weeks or so. Diet horrendous. You're going to, you know, the politicians are stopping at every little back road kind of place that has a lot of grease, and you're hungry and you just throw something in and you go, and then you get on a bus and there's junk food there and you're snacking on chips. You're working long hours. You're just grabbing on the, you know, sort
the
of
salt
on the
and sugar. Yeah, it's very addictive
horrendous.
And feels good to keep you going.
And it's fuel to keep you going, but it's not necessarily the right type of fuel to give your body the kind of energy that it needs long term. And I find that kind of stuff will be detrimental to you. You really should have, and I'm not a health diet expert or anything like that. We're just talking from the perspective of what we found in our own lives. And that is, you get into a healthy eating pattern, and it overall, it just helps the package that you're presenting of yourself when you go in to try to get a job or to just stay on top of the job that you have.
Yeah, and I would be careful of highs and lows too, because a lot of people in the industry become addicted to the very high emotional states, and then they crash because it's very hard to keep that level of energy and that level of high.
Right.
You want to stabilize yourself and balance yourself. So whether it's cutting down on, you know, sugars and salts, whether it's working out, whether it's petting your dog, right? Studies really show that when you're with your animals, your blood pressure drops heart moves a little slower.
So put that on the list. Buy a pet.
Yeah,
a pet.
Really.
Adopt a pet.
You got to do what feels good to you, but also what stabilizes and balances you physiologically.
Yeah.
That's really important because you're going to be asked in your job to be very high. So if you're an actor, you might be thrown a script where you're in a massive fight with your husband or wife. Fine, you can do that for that time being, but your heart and your body is not meant to stay in that adrenaline state all day long.
Right.
It's not good for you.
And that point of the highs and the lows, I think what's so difficult, we are obviously human beings, and we roll with emotions sometimes. And when things are going really well, boy, it can go, it's great, right? And you've got that role, and you got that big paycheck, and now you're riding high, and then all of a sudden, boom, you don't get hired again for a while. Or that great job that you had, you get demoted from it, or you get pushed out altogether. And it's hard not to sort of fall victim to the emotions of the business and what comes with it. And so when you're doing some of these other things, it may help you balance out some of that. And also, you know, think about it that, you know, it is, this is today. This is wonderful. Enjoy it. But also be prepared for whatever may come next. And it may be more success or it may not be. And so how can you carve your life out? How can you prepare yourself for those downs? Mm-hmm. And in order to keep from crashing altogether. So you really have to take care of yourself.
You really have to take care of yourself. And, you know, what you surround yourself with and who you surround yourself with is very, very important. So you'll need time to have quiet. You'll need vocal rest.
Okay.
You'll need to be able to sit still, not attend to anyone, and not have anyone connect with you in any way for a certain amount of time. I recommend that daily. If you can't do it daily, you've got to do it weekly, because otherwise you can't come down from the addiction of the energy of being overly connected to others and what others want from you.
Wow. And the final thing that I would say is take some time to put your technology aside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I can get a really good mental health break by not always grabbing my phone the minute that an alert goes off that I have to see it. It's kind of nice sometimes when you get into an area where you don't have good connectivity and you can just say, okay, whoever's trying to reach me, I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain level of mental health that comes from not always being plugged in. And you have to be. If you're waiting to get the, you know, that call back or whatever it might be, you have to stay plugged in. But I think, you know, again, you have to keep everything in balance. And that's one of the things that you should think about as well as you aim to have a healthier life. Ding, 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 ding.
So then I was like, do you want to see my Neumann?
Dude, we're still rolling.
What? They're still listening? Don't these people have homes?
Well, since you're still with us, check us out at lalapitascompany.com and littleparkmedia.com and look for Media Monster, the Learning Hub programs. Everything from coaching to podcasts to media events and very cool and necessary seminars and workshops.
By the way, did that lazy tech director ever fix the intro on post?